Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Kind of what investors are saying about Apple right now. The stock is up roughly 5% in the after hours. The company out with its latest quarterly results. Let's talk a little bit about the quarter and the forecast, because that certainly has got investors excited. Michael Scanlon is portfolio manager at Manulife Asset Management. Manulife, by the way, owns over 18 million shares as of mid-April, and they added about 1.4 million at that time from the prior reporting period. Michael joins us on the phone from Boston. Michael, nice to have you here. What did you think of the quarter?
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. So the results came in pretty strong. I think the most important element that we learned tonight was the guidance going out to Q4. So the revenue guide for Q4 is ahead of the street number, and the gross margin guidance that they gave was basically in line with the street. So what those numbers there tell you is that, you know, expectations are that you're going to see the next iteration of the iPhone at some point here in the fall.
Right. And that's going to be another catalyst, right, to move the revenue line.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, you look at the revenue growth this quarter, it was 7% year over year. I mean, if you think back 12 months or so ago, they were going through a negative comparable period for revenue growth, and now we're getting back on positive numbers, which obviously the street likes more. You know, I guess if you wanted to poke a hole in the quarter, you could look at the Greater China revenue line, which they're still comping a negative year over year change there. But it was a little bit less negative than it was last quarter. So this quarter, the revenues in China were down about 10%, and last quarter they were down 14%. So a little bit of an improvement there, but still a net negative number.
Does it bother you, though, that Apple, I mean, they've got their hands obviously in other things, but it generates, the company generates almost two-thirds of their revenue from the iPhone. I don't want to call them a one-trick pony. I think that's so unfair. But they do have a lot of things in one basket.
That has been the bear scare that people have put out in the stock for years when the stock does have weakness. And, you know, it's a fair point. I mean, there's no denying they make a tremendous amount of money on the iPhone. And frankly, there's only two companies in the world that make money on smartphones, right? Samsung and Apple. And Apple makes a heck of a lot more than Samsung does. But, you know, they are doing things to build out and diversify the revenue base, whether it's the goal that they have to double the services revenues, which, you know, service revenues, again, tonight were up almost 25% year over year. So they are seeing growth in other parts of the business, and that services revenue comes through at a lot bigger gross margin than the iPhone does.
You know, it's interesting. We just talked to our Sarah Fryer, who covers technology for us here at Bloomberg News, and we were talking about Facebook, how they're said to be testing and kind of working on a video chat device for the home, which would be the first major hardware product to come out of its experimental Building 8 lab. And I said to somebody, it sounded like FaceTime on steroids. Is Apple the company that ultimately, I know they've got so much on the iPhone, but ultimately, could they be the company that kind of controls our home?
I think that's certainly a goal that they have. And, you know, there's multiple ways that they can ultimately get there. I mean, frankly, it's been sort of a loser's game to try to predict what Apple's going to be doing next in terms of product innovation or new product offerings that they're going to come out with. I mean, how many times a couple of years ago did we hear that they were coming out with a TV and that ultimately never came to fruition? So,
right.
You know, what you have to value the stock on with Apple is what they're actually currently producing, what the forecast is for that, and then, you know, hope that you're getting free call options on any future new product lines or innovations.
Let me just highlight some of an interview that our Emily Chang did with Apple CEO Tim Cook. And he said, he reported about the new versions of the iPhone. He says it's created a pause in consumer buying that is likely larger than previously. He said, we put everything we know into coming up with the guidance. We really like what we see for the beginning of the back-to-school season. And Michael, you mentioned China specifically, and he said results in China are encouraging. Quote, we thought we would improve some, but we improved a bit more. China, we constantly talk about this is important to Apple's story and growth trajectory going forward. Should we be seeing more out of Apple's business in China than we are at this point, in your view?
I think we'll see better growth numbers. Again, the revenue number in China this quarter was still a net negative comparable to last year. You know, I think as we move forward, you will see better results there, whether it's building out more of the services business in China or, you know, there is definitely, as you referenced in that interview, I mean, there has definitely been some pausing and buying in light of the expectation that we're going to get a new phone in a couple of months here. And, you know, the non-investing public is definitely more tuned into when these new iPhone cycles come out. So there's no doubt that people pull back in front of those.
What about their services business? About $24.3 billion in revenue for 2016, three-year average growth rate about 15%. Tim Cook telling our Emily Chang, he highlighted the services business. He says it's now the size of a Fortune 100 company. It's a milestone that they didn't expect to meet this soon. What do you think about this business for the company?
Well, it's critical to what they're trying to do going forward, right? I mean, the big graphs that Apple gets on everybody is they get you inside of their ecosystem, right? And they start you off with either an iPhone or an iPad, and they get you to layer in a Mac and a TV and potentially a watch. And the services business, you know, is a big part of that. So that's why you're seeing them invest heavily in that space in terms of trying to double the revenues there. And, you know, whether that's offering content or Apple Care on your devices, it's all part of the growth story, and the best part about it is it's also margin accretive to the firm. So as that business gets bigger, it's a nice tailwind to margins.
What's the thing that worries you about the Apple story? Just got about 30 seconds left here.
I guess, you know, that there's a lot of – the stock has had a phenomenal run, right? 18 months ago, you had a $90 stock, and now you're up at $155 or so post-market. So you have had a phenomenal run. There's a lot of very bullish expectations going into the launch in the next couple of months here for the newest iPhone. So you worry that it runs up into that, and then there's disappointment in terms of the product being more – evolutionary than revolutionary.
And it's interesting, though, their PE right now forward-looking about 17. If you look at some of the other FANG stocks, Facebook, for instance, about 33. So I feel like on a comparable basis, it's a little bit lower. So interesting. Hey, Michael, thank you. Michael Scanlon, portfolio manager at Manulife Asset Management. They're an investor in Apple shares. Michael joining us on the phone from Boston. We do have Apple shares higher in the aftermarket. The stock is up about 5.3%.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.